Hello, this is Nils from Jokotron Course. Happy that you joined me today. This episode is about understanding latency. Why happens latency? What is latency? Why there are problems in your recording chain and how you can deal with that to have a better monitor listening while you record your tracks at home. So let's start with the first one, and this is the problem of latency. When latency happens in your recording chain, it makes playing or singing in time very hard because you probably hear an echo or some frequency shifting and maybe some doubling effect. And that is the problem, because then you are not in time, your recordings get out of sync with the playback and you feel not tight when you sing, when you play. So this will mess up your complete rhythm and the performance. And you probably are on the beat when you are singing or playing, but the recording isn't there. And when you hear the recording source with just a bit of milliseconds later, then this is the problem. So it's like hearing an echo of yourself while trying to sing. So this is the problem. But what is latency exactly? So latency is the needed time for the sound to travel from the source to your ear. And the good thing is that latency is just a normal physical thing. So if you are standing 1 meter from a speaker, let's say you play the guitar through an amp and stand 1 meter beside your amp and you hear the live playing that is happens and the sound from the speaker reach your ear and took 3 milliseconds of delay. So this isn't just a problem, because this is a normal hearing for us. But what happens when you have that kind of signal chain, when you bring the signal like singing into a microphone that goes to your computer, that goes into your door and then back through your interface to your headphones, then you can have, like an example, 6 or up to 12 milliseconds of latency. And this is called the round trip latency, RTL. And you may heard of that or read from that when you compare interfaces and you read there about the round trip latency. But the round trip latency is a game of the whole chain together. So your interface, your computer, the door, and all of that. It's the time the signal needs to travel from the microphone through the interface, through the computer, through the door, back to the interface, and back to your headphones. So the whole round, and that is called round trip latency. So here's my personal preference about latency, how it is good or how it is bad, what time or how many milliseconds are a problem. So I was fine with up to 10 milliseconds often delay when I start recording. When I started through recording years back with an interface and monitoring through my door, I had that kind of latency in my headphones, and it was fine for me until I uncovered how good it is to record with low latency or near zero latency. Because from my first recording days, I record through an analog board and I know how it is to have zero latency. So up to 10 milliseconds was good for me, it was doable, but to have lower is even better. And a second present preference or an example is recording a guitar with a speaker sound. So versus a headphone sound, when you record a guitar and you do it without an amp, so direct into your interface with some plugins on the track and you hear that right from your speaker, that might be fine. But I know my songwriting partner who needs to record through headphones to play it a bit more tighter, and that the result is not so so big when you compare that, but the feeling for him is better when he listens while recording the guitar sound through the headphones, because it is just a tiny bit faster. And that might not be, for me, it doesn't make a difference. I can play or through the monitoring sound from monitoring speakers, but you just have to try what works for you better. So what impacts the latency? A is the point where you listen back your live signal. Do you listen before your interface, so through an analog board, or do you listen through your interface when that have a mixer before the digital conversion, so before it reach even your computer? Or does this interface have a DSP monitoring system? Or do you listen through the whole recording chain when it comes back from your door? Also, the latency is impacted by the processing of your chain. If you have a digital mixer inside your interface, and there you can put some plugins on, like on with the Universal Audio Apollo system, then there will be added some milliseconds of latency per instance, but that is even doable on a DSP interface. But if you have a recording chain in your DAW and record through the DAW and listen back through your DAW and have some processing going on there, then you might add some milliseconds for the latency as well. And the last point, C, is how powerful your computer and DAW system is. So if you have a powerful computer and you can bring back the buffer down to, let's say, 64 buffer or even 32 buffer setting, and can record with a higher resolution like 96 kilohertz, then you can bring down the round trip's latency even more. While if you record with a lower resolution and have a higher buffer setting. So the more digital effects and tracks you have, the more your system has to do. So if you can, well, if you want to record through your whole interface, DAW, and computer system, then it is even better to have less processing going on. Okay, let's dive into some explaining of the options, how you can do the monitoring for your live recording source. And here, the first example is direct monitoring through blend option. Here's an example with the interface from SSL. This is the 2 plus, and just an example because we have here the blend option. So we have the recording source, the microphone, and it goes into the interface, and the recording source go through the interface to your computer, to your DAW, where the signal is recorded. The playback comes from the DAW itself to the interface or the digital connection, and then you can hear the mix of the recording source and the playbacks in your headphones. And this is because you have there in the upper right corner the mix option. And so you can mix the level from the recording source and the playback source to get the best mix for your recording or for your monitoring. The source that goes into the interface and through your monitor isn't the one that goes to the recording chain of your DAW. And so you have a live signal delay about 0 milliseconds, because this is the direct monitoring signal. You might not have any kind of digital delay through that. You listen before the converter stage, but the disadvantage is that you won't bring in any verb delay processing if you don't do that inside the DAW. So on your live signal, there's no processing, because you just can get the signal that goes into interface, and that what goes into the interface, that's what you hear. But the good thing is you have always live source input signal. I like that. And this is a very easy setup, but you have, of course, less control. Now let's move to the second option. And this is the direct monitoring with a DSP mixer on board on the interface. In this example, we have the Apollo Twin X from Universal Audio. This has two microphone inputs and some added inputs as well. But here again, we have one microphone source that goes into the interface. And then you have another app on your computer. This is the UAD console. And inside that, you can have some processing going on the inserts with other plugins, but you can control how you want to listen back to your live signal, and that signal goes then to the recording chain in the DAW. From there you get the playback, and you can create some virtual inputs on the UAD console where you can also do some leveling or some effects to the playback, and then it goes back to inside the interface, it goes to the monitoring outputs. And here's again the mix of the recording source and the playback source. If you use four inserts in the UAD console, like compressor, EQ, and whatever, and use that whole concept with 44.1 kilohertz setting of resolution, then you can come up to 6 milliseconds of delay for your recording source. So it's very, very good. You can even go down to around 2 milliseconds. So there's near zero delay, I would call that, because you might not feel that there's any kind of latency or delay in your live source. But you listen after the converter stage, because the signal needs to translate into the digital area before you can do anything like EQing or compression with plugins inside the UAD console. And you have a more control over verb delay processing. You can use some verb effects inside the UAD console and bring that into your headphone as well. And that doesn't leave your interface, and there's nothing to do on the DAW side, so all happens on the interface itself. You can have always live source input signal, and the disadvantage of that is that you have to handle two mixers. So you have the live input on the UAD console and also the DAW playback, and you need to have the setting inside your DAW as well. So it is completely doable. This is the way I like to work, but that someone would call that is the disadvantage of that. Okay, now let's have a look at the last and the third option. This is the low latency monitoring from your DAW. So again, this is an example with the Apollo Twin. We have the recording source that goes into the interface, and then the recording source goes straight to the DAW itself. And from the DAW, you create the mix of the recording source and the playback that goes back to your interface and then to your headphones. And here you will incur a recording delay between 4 and 12 milliseconds at 44.1 kilohertz and a very low buffer setting, and that all depends on your whole recording system. So you have low latency delay, and I would say 4 to 12 isn't that bad, but it could be better. But of course, this is only when you have nothing really going on in your session. Also, that depends on the DAW you use. But you listen after converter stage. You have, of course, control over verb and delay processing, because you can use all the DAW effects you have inside your session. You can get an always live source input signal, but that only with a workaround, and all that depends on how your DAW setting or how your DAW handles the live input. And you only have to handle one mixer, and that's the DAW. And all of that is depending, or the round trip latency depends on your interface, on the connection like Thunderbolt or USB 3, your DOS setting, your computer CPU power, and of course, how you manage your session. So what is the best or the right setup for yourself? It's hard to tell without knowing your setup. But I would say if you're just starting, then and you have that kind of interface, then use the direct option from the InterSafe at first, because that's the easiest setup you can create. Just pull up the level from your recording source into your headphone and mix the playback from the DAW, and then you have a good feeling inside your headphones without doing anything. But if you want to have a bit more of control, if you want to record with plugins on the input side and want to have some effects, then I would say try a DSP interface like the Universal Apollo system or something from RME or from Audion. There are many good interfaces with DSP option today. I think that's very good setup. I like that. I use that inside my own studio. But if you are confident with your setup and you already have what you want, don't want to use another interface, just try what your DAW have to offer for you on the low latency modes. Check out the routing and then go that way. I think the best way is just to try all the things and see what works for you at best with the best sound and the fastest control. So understand the latency, get some workaround if needed, and then have a clear setup for you and just create music. That's the simple advice I would like to give you. So, and if you still hear an echo when you thought you have set up, or here are some points how you can check what to do. At first, check where you listen from. Do you listen from the interface? Do you listen from the DAW? Where comes the signal into your headphones? Next, check the input and the output routing inside your interface, if you have a DSP interface routing, or inside your DAW, if there is the right setup for the input and output routing. Of course, check the sample rate and the buffer setting inside your DAW. You can say the higher the sample rate setting is and the lower the buffer setting is, the less latency you will have. But most of the time, I would say if you can set up 48 kHz as sample rate and at least 64 buffer should be enough to have a very good round trip latency to record without an echo or disrupted feeling inside your headphones. And of course, check the setting of your recording channel. If you have some plugins that cause some additional delay, so then you might deactivate if you hear your playbacks, your recording source through your DAW recording channel. So that's for today for the latency. If you like to get more about how you can set up your first home studio, I have created just a free guide, a free gear list sheet for you. There are my recommendations about microphones, about interface to use, about the DAW you can use, monitor speakers, headphones, and much more. This is all recommendation from my side without any affiliate, or I don't work for any company or have any promotion deals. This is just the setup that works even on a small or just a bit bigger budget if you want to start your recording journey at home. This is just not just a list of the gear. So I bring in some info, my personal notes. So just check that out. You can get that at jokertonecourse.com/gearlist. So thank you for your time for today. I hope you join me in the next episode. So make great music. Have a good day and bye-bye.